Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, guys, welcome to a Friday special of the Rick Shields Golf Show podcast, episode 207. Now, this episode, I sit down with a fellow YouTube channel, one that boasts, get this, 19.5 million subscribers. This channel is How Ridiculous. That's the name of the channel, not me saying it's ridiculous. How Ridiculous are a fantastic channel. Brett, Scott and Derek, three Australian YouTubers who do some crazy things on their channel. They really do. It's well worth checking out. I personally have been a fan of their channel for years, and to have them over here in the UK to not only film a video, which will be coming out on their video very soon, on their channel very soon, where we sent golf balls up to space. That's not clickbait. We actually sent golf balls up to space. And as they landed back onto planet Earth, we went and found the golf balls and then played golf. Check that video. It's coming out soon. Once it's live, I'll put a link in the line of this description. But the three guys, they're super, super nice, honestly. Two of them really into the golf, Brett and Scott. Derek, not so much, kind of sat on the fence. But they're just sports fans. They're YouTube fans, obviously. To get 19.5 million subscribers is massive. I mean, I'd love to get there one day. And they've done something pretty special. They've actually filmed, and no golf YouTuber's ever done this yet. I say the word yet. They've actually had the chance to film with Tiger Woods playing golf. They've got a video on their channel, and they talk about how that came about in this podcast. And this is an exclusive. These three guys have never done a podcast ever before. So as much as it's not super golf centric, even though we pretty much talk about golf all the way through it, they are fans. I'm fans of them. They're fans of my channel. It's a real wholesome podcast, which I think you're going to really enjoy. And again, find out the crazy story of how they got filming with Tiger Woods and some other things they've got planned on the horizon. So sit back and enjoy this podcast, a little Friday special with Brett, Scott and Derek from the channel How Ridiculous. Right, fellas.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me. I feel very honoured. You've just been telling me off camera, this is your first ever podcast.
That's it. It's big. Yeah. And can I just say, I'm jumping in here, how weird are the headphones? Like, you hear yourself.
Hello.
Yeah, no, it's different.
I'm hoping you sound better through the headphones, though. So we've obviously got Brett, Derek, Scott, all the way from Perth, Australia.
Mm. And we came just for this.
I believe so. I believe so. This 40-minute podcast, you've come all the way.
You could have paid for our flights, Rick. Come on.
You've done incredible, all right? You don't need me to tell you this. You are one of the world's biggest golf. I wish you weren't the world's biggest golf YouTube channel. One of the biggest YouTube channels in the world with nearly 20 million subscribers.
That is a few.
Sounds good when you say number.
20
million. We're not quite
million.
There yet.
Who'd have thought that, eh?
It's 19.1, I think. But we'll get there. We'll get to 20.
Yeah. What's crazy, I've been a huge fan of your channel for a long time. I've spoken just off camera before about this because what I've always enjoyed about your content, as much as it's extreme, you have your personalities, you're always thinking about stuff that's different. You've involved golf so heavily on the channel for so long.
Heavily, but weirdly.
You've done it in a unique way. I think the very, very first video I ever saw was, I think, was it you, Brett, that got the world's longest putt?
Yes, that was me.
It is no longer you.
Yeah, you guys, we all tried it, wasn't it?
But I think I had one hit, and I mean,
I think everyone I was like, nah, not so great. But yeah, no, I did get it. I did lose that record this year, which was a bit sad.
Do perfect. Thanks, yeah. DP. Snatched it off.
Yeah. A
bit How rude. Dare Fuck. They?
I know. They've got enough greedy. Other things going for
They've
them.
They've got enough views and subscribers and all this.
I know.
And about... world records. But how long was that longest putt at the time?
Ooh. Like the distance?
Yeah.
It was about 120, 120 metres.
121 or something?
Yeah, from memory. I don't know. We kept...
I wasn't getting
We're
that.
Not very sentimental. So, like, we in our office, there's, like, an unused, like, kitchenette room. I'm pretty sure it's, like, sitting on the ground in there.
Next to our gold 1 million play button. Plaque.
So it's not really, like, you know, in vision. But, no, it was actually really fun to do and really difficult.
And you've done quite a lot of other golf challenges on the channel. You know, I remember one of the tower you had so much success with, and you dropped a load of Callaway golf balls from it, and you were trying to get a hole in one. Like, how many golf balls was that from the top of the tower?
Oh, that was 1,700, and literally me and Scott wrote the numbers on every single ball, that so everyone big. Was numbered.
And one did go in.
Yep.
Imagine if it didn't.
Oh.
No, it. Well, we did it twice, actually, and we didn't get it first go.
Did you not get it first go?
No, we had, it was a different day, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Like,
we did the pickup. We did the pickup, and then we had to drive home and then come back.
All I know is that we thought we picked them all up, and yet we're still unearthing those bad boys.
Every now and then.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You could get 40 mil of rain, and it's like, there's another one.
No way. Yeah. So they must have come down with some force.
They got deep.
And the only reason we numbered them all was because we wanted to, like, make it a competition in the comments to guess which number went in. And so, like, to do that, Derek and Scott sat down with pens and just
all day long.
Got it done.
You know what's been exciting today, and we've spent a bit of time off camera, as mentioned, but there's not many channels I get to spend time with who have actually been doing it longer than me. I already feel like the granddad of certainly golf YouTube, with all these young whippersnappers coming out now, right? Buddy Good and Bob Does Sports and all these young kids with all their energy. You guys are older in your channel age than I am.
Thanks. Yeah. We're in a geriatric YouTube channel.
You're great, great granddads in this game. You've been doing it for how long?
Well, 14 years? September. Oh, it's September now. Yeah. I think like in about a week or so, it'll be 14 years on the nose.
Ooh. Wow.
Yep.
14 years. Yeah. How
feel
crazy.
It. Mm. I feel it. You feel I was just it. A boy. Yeah.
You feel like you've aged.
Yeah, you were a teenager.
Oh, 17?
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Just got me license. Like, literally.
That is crazy. And it's a daft question because I know people have asked me in the past, but like, did you ever expect this trajectory? Like, did you ever think 14 years beyond releasing that first ever video, you'd be sat here in Manchester on a podcast
with the great Rick Shields?
I mean, I'm guessing this is the biggest honour of your career so far. I get it's that.
Yeah, basically, absolutely. Yeah.
Top. 300.
If that. Hey, first ever podcast. Don't discount that.
I can't believe the first ever podcast. Big.
You're already part of history.
Yeah, they don't do them in Australia, don't they?
Yeah, well, we had to learn what they were.
You're doing enough driving. You should definitely have podcasts.
We do.
But to answer your question, no. I mean, to imagine we'd be here now doing it, 14 years later.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
To be honest. I mean, like yesterday, we had a photo, didn't we? And
yeah, in the middle of nowhere. Where are we standing to?
You mean with a fan?
Oh, yeah. With a fan.
Like,
sorry.
You guys just didn't have a photo.
I genuinely, I'm still pinching myself when it happens because I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. There are people that watch us. Like, it's not just us it's having fun. It's like those numbers become weird when you look at them, but they're actual people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I notice it certainly when I go to golf events. And I suppose you guys, I'd be interested to find out when I go to a golf event, whether it's the Open, the Masters, the Ryder Cup in a few weeks, like when I go there, that's when it really hits me. And I'm like, wow, there's a lot of people that enjoy the channel. A lot of people that listen to the podcast. Thankfully, it's not just numbers. It's not, you know, they're not bots. Yeah. It's not just kind of like, numbers coming through and it's like, real people and it means something to them and they enjoy it. And when they see you, they're excited and they want a chat and a picture. Yep. I'm guessing in your world though, you never get those kind of events where you do meet mass amount of people.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, we don't get out and about that much, to be honest. So, yeah, it's just on the, you know, at the shops or, you know, wherever. You sort of just get someone who looks at you and you can just instantly, like, I know that they know and they just keep looking at you and you're like, oh,
they have that look in their eye.
Like, I forget that we're people that they watch on TV.
And I guess, like, where we live as well, like, helps. I'm not saying
it helps to not get recognised because not many people.
We don't live in a big place.
Well, like a lot of our fans are in America and we are not. So,
of course.
And here.
US, UK, huge kind of, certainly the YouTube space, are huge all the watchers.
Biggest, English speaking sort of countries. And I think we did one US trip. We're about to do another one soon, but we did one in 2019. And I'll never forget, we needed to do like a late night Walmart run in rural Texas to just get stuff to shoot at with a tank. Long story. Well, not really a long story, but that's what it was. Anyway, and it was, I reckon we went there like 10 o'clock at night.
I think it was midnight. It was really late.
And like, it was a pretty empty store and we had at least three or four different people want photos. And it was like, what the heck, you know? So there's like little stories like that where basically you're around the world doing different things and it happens and it. Yeah, it's just weird because obviously to us, we're just like childhood friends and we grew up together and it was like we just muck around and yeah, it's weird.
Mm. If you were to, for viewers, listeners who haven't stumbled across your channel, aren't subscribed yet, which they should be, how do you actually describe your channel?
Yeah, with great difficulty.
It's so hard.
Like, you need to watch it. You have so much variety of content.
Yeah.
Obviously, the channel name is How Ridiculous, which to some degree,
it's good, isn't it?
It's actually it's really good from the get-go.
Yeah, it's strangely good. How would you describe our channel, Rick, in like 25 words or less?
It's light-hearted experimental entertainment.
Ooh, nice. I might use that. That was very good.
I like the, for me, I think it was much more, I would say it was light-hearted sports entertainment originally.
Mm-hmm.
Then it kind of became more lighthearted. It became more kind of educational entertainment. Mm. But then you've brought back in that fun nature. Your personalities really shine through. And, you know, when you did have the time at the tower. So, again, viewers, listeners.
Yeah, they're like, what tower?
There was this. How tall was it? It was huge, wasn't it?
45 meters.
And basically this 45-meter tower, the guys would have to climb the stairs, which, by the way, must have kept you fit.
Yeah.
It helped, definitely.
when we go back now, we're like, wow.
Yeah.
We could do this more now.
We're pretty much there every week, so we did get a good base fitness.
We did install a winch, though, I will just say.
Oh, to carry things up. And not only carry anything up, you carried up there from bowling balls to firing them down onto trampolines to these massive balls of elastic bands. Mm-hmm. It was one of my favorite ones. Yeah. Bouncing down the road and heading everywhere.
Yeah, that's good.
To boats.
Yeah.
To planes.
Or just one plane, actually.
Well, but it sounds better, planes. Yeah. But a boat.
Paper airplanes.
A plane. Like, what the hell? Like, so that kind of obviously was a huge aspect. And as Derek mentioned before, 1,700 golf balls flying from the top of it. But then you've also kind of experimented with the bat copter. What do you call it? The baseball bat.
Baseball bat helicopter. Yeah, that'll do.
And now more recently, the blender.
Yep.
And sports challenges you do against each other, which are super popular. You seem very competitive against each other. Would that be fair to say?
Very fair.
I enjoy it.
I definitely like winning.
I mean, who likes losing?
No one likes to lose.
Yeah, it's like the Australians, you know, in any sport, I think. They always want to win.
So in that sense, kind of, that's how I would certainly summarize it. It's like, it kind of anything goes... to some degree.
But
as long as it's entertaining or educational or experimental, it kind of works for your channel.
Mm.
And then you mix in that nice level of golf.
It's a nice level of golf, isn't it?
Like, there's been quite a number of golf things that have just snuck in there, haven't it?
Probably comes from my love of golf, would be the truth. Now, if you've ever watched a video of ours with golf, I'm terrible at it. I don't like golf, but we keep doing it.
Do you actually not like golf, Derek? Is that something you...
I can't be honest, Derek.
I'll be honest.
That's quite a bold show.
I don't like it because I'm not good at it.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not one of those people that will just toil away and like try and get better. I'm like, I'm not good. I just won't play.
It's just like, it's out of my remit.
It's the best thing to watch.
It's so great for content. So
when they make me play. No. Yeah,
well, me and Scott used to play when we were younger. So I'm 4 years older than Scott. So I used to like pick him up and we'd go down to the local course and play. So we've played a lot of golf together over many years. And yeah, I think that's obviously where it comes from, is that like we want to bring in golf content because we enjoy it, and then Derek gets dragged along for the ride and has that. At times has performed well. You know, you've had some good wins.
I have a slingshot golf hole in one.
That's big.
Nice.
You don't have?
Well, I definitely don't.
Just rub that in.
I've only got one hole in one, and it wasn't even on video.
I'm the only one who hasn't got a hole in one in our team. I've never got one. I did get the longest putt, but that wasn't a hole in one. Derek's got the slingshot one, and Scott's actually, I think, the only person in history to throw a hole in one that I'm aware of.
Yeah, wow.
And how far was that?
That's a decent flex, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was about 104 meters. I think it was a long par three, but he's also chucking
that's
it.
That's quite a long throw.
I went through a season of just really enjoying throwing golf balls. literally.
A season, I like that. You really had it dialed in.
He's got a great arm. He can throw a mile, obviously.
So I had this challenge back in, year 12 maybe, where I was like, I'm going to see if I can throw a golf ball the length of the rugby field, but what are those like crossbeam thingies called?
Crossbar?
Yeah, let's just go crossbar. You know, there's a crossbar by now.
The middle of the H.
Exactly. But try and clear at both ends. And it took ages, but eventually got there.
How'd you know? Was there someone at the other end?
Yeah.
Stood there with his arms up. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, hello.
Rexy.
Rexy. Drink bottles.
So you might have just heard that clang then hit the desk.
I was adamant I didn't need to have it on the table.
I forced you, to be honest with you. And Derek just coincidentally, was it not you?
That was all Brett.
No, it was me. I just wanted to have a drink.
The lads, you can see from their wonderful swag that they're wearing and bought a bottle. To be honest, I actually feel like there's a missing character to this podcast.
You know what? We left him at the Airbnb.
It's really annoyed me.
Sorry. You would have literally saw him and I was like, he doesn't need to come.
You can find him on rexyclothing.com though.
Nice. So the mascot for the channel is this. I don't even want to play it down. Quite a legend of the channel.
You cannot play him down. He needs to be played up.
How is he left behind?
I don't know. Well, when we film, I've got to put that. That's going to clang again.
He's going on the carpet.
Honestly, Rexy regularly gets left behind. Like, if it wasn't for me, I feel like regularly he would be not even on shoots. He just gets chucked on the floor in the office usually.
Sometimes I'll just walk past him and boot him as hard as I can. I'm not even joking. I did that the other day. It felt fantastic.
He is good to kick.
So again,
we're getting off task.
It's all right. No, don't be daft. It's great to hear. I think for viewers and listeners who might not have known who Rexy is just yet, they might be a bit confused.
Who's this person they kick?
Why are they talking about a dinosaur?
What do their employees get to
do? So there's a channel mascot. It's a dinosaur. Some would say it's a stuffed animal, dinosaur.
It's like a hard plastic.
He's a very durable, hard plastic
very,
rubber.
Very, very, very durable because he's been through some challenges.
Oh, some serious thick and thin.
Mostly thin.
He goes through lots of different challenges, and one of the main reasons why you're over here in the UK, after obviously doing the podcast here on the Rickshield Golf Show.
The other reason.
Yeah.
Is this something we're allowed to say why you're over here?
I reckon you could drop it.
Yeah.
So you've come over here to do what with Rexy?
Send him to space.
Yeah. That's it.
If only I could drop the mic.
So you've traveled halfway around the world.
So far.
But not to leave him in space.
No.
To give him sort of a trip to space.
Yeah.
And then drop him from space. And then try and catch him from space. Yeah.
So we're competing to see who can catch Rexy when he falls from space.
And no one in our country wanted to put their hand up to say, yeah, we'll do it. But someone from your country did.
There's a company here in the UK called Sent Into Space who do this as their main core business, is send things into space. And we thought that sounds good.
Which to some degree in most walks of life would sound quite ridiculous. But you guys, when you're saying, they send stuff into space, you think, that sounds a bit mad.
Yeah.
You guys drop stuff off towers.
That's true.
And you blend stuff. So in this world, and I play golf and chop a million and make that as a living. So I think in our world, it's all right.
It is.
But one of the other, obviously, sending Rexy to space, dropping him down.
Yep.
I find that's a bit bizarre. In Australia, I find that it would be easier to hit land.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
we've got a lot more of it.
If you send something up to space, there's a better chance it's going to hit land.
That's fair.
Where on this little tiny island of the UK, sending up to space, all the way up to space, what was it, 1,000 metres?
No, 100,000 feet.
So
like 30 km.
This is way more than that. So 100,000 feet, and then trying to drop it back down on our tiny little islands, and not to hit the sea, and it not to get lost, and not to end up on a freeway, motorway, whatever it may be. I mean, what?
I mean, I secretly really wanted that to happen, if I'm honest with you.
Scott wants to get rid of it.
Gornson wanted an ocean recovery.
Well, there was multiple tracking devices we had. I mean, we weren't going to lose him. We weren't going to lose him easily.
He's too valuable.
But I mean, if we had to get the kayak out and just put the cape on, I mean, it wouldn't have been
halfway to France, guys.
Well, imagine. Maybe he did. They need to check it out. No, I mean, maybe
well,
he did.
Honestly, the reason, we wanted to come here and do it was to do it with someone we had like faith that they would actually launch him, keep track of him, not launch him, you know, where we couldn't find him again. You know, this is a very important toy dinosaur.
That's true. That's true. That's the mature answer.
That's why we reached out, and they were super happy to help us, and it was a lot of fun.
And whose idea was that?
That was yours, Brett. I'm giving that to you.
Like,
I don't think any of the ideas have been mine.
And went, I know what we need to do.
That was a flat out lie, bro. They're mostly his ideas.
I don't know what, I know what we need to do. We need to send up this mascot of the channel who's been around for as many as 14 years or not quite as long
He's only about 5 years. Five years old on the channel.
It's been on for 5 years.
Yeah.
Let's send him up to space and then drop him back down and try and catch him.
Yeah, well, it was probably like, it's an evolution of ideas. Like, you know, you mentioned we do lots of weird things, right? Like a lot of the ideas that we come up with.
Not weird.
Yeah, well, experiments. You know, interchangeable. like we're constantly trying to think of things we can do that no one's done, that's unusual, that's unique. That's hard. So, for example, with the Rexy to
my
space.
Door keeps breaking, sorry. Go on. Yeah.
Your chair's broken.
The cheap Amazon one.
I've just had a salad as well.
Well, I had a footlong.
You did.
If I had a footlong, I'd understand it. I just had a nice healthy salad.
I had a footlong and a chicken nugget.
I think like the evolution of the channel was dropping things from higher and higher. So we've done the tower. We've done like Swiss dams. We've done helicopters. Like we've done all sorts of things. And I was like, you know, we want to do something dropping it from space. A lot of people have sent things into space. But then it was like, well, what do we send into space and drop? You know, like what's actually the most interesting thing? And, we've been working on like, this Rexy clothing label for a while. And so the thought was like, well, let's launch that by launching Rexy into space. And it was actually a lot more fun than that. Like it sounds a bit simple, like we're just trying to catch him, but we plan to add in like a whole series of challenges and like an amazing race in between that you have to do, and we embarrass ourselves in front of lots of English people. It's very entertaining.
And millions of people on YouTube when the video comes out.
They'll see me barking like a dog while running around a car and all sorts of random things. You ever sing the Australian National Anthem, Scott?
I did have to do that, to at least 5 members of the public.
Wow.
It was
just random stuff.
I'm excited about that.
I had to do a, you know, like knock and run, is that a thing here?
Yeah.
But I had to do a knock and fetal position, which is basically you knock and then instead of running, you just lay on the doorstep in the fetal position.
Ouch. That was embarrassing.
It was great. It was really good.
And what's been funny, I feel like we've been in communication for quite a few years. Again, I've been a huge fan of your channel. I've watched for many, many years, avid subscriber. And we've messaged now and again back and forth. I'm not actually sure who it's with. It's just from how ridiculous it might be.
Probably
one of you,
Rexy.
All of you,
Rexy. I think it's Rexy.
It's definitely me, Rick.
as a hardcore golf fan.
Definitely me.
And it was about 2 weeks ago or so. It was like, Rick, we're coming over to the UK. We're doing this mad challenge. We'd love to do something with you. And I was like, amazing. So I've always thought of this idea, you know, thought of we're going to collaborate at some point, whatever it may be. Yeah. And then when you actually floated the idea, quite literally floated the idea of what I'm going to be doing in this kind of challenge, we're going to be filming it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, this is going to be pretty epic.
Yeah. Was that your initial reaction? I was like, this is cool.
Well, who else is getting to do what we do tomorrow?
Well, no That's one's so done it before.
Are we allowed to talk about it?
Yeah. I mean, we haven't done it yet, so I hope it works.
let me see if I can drop the mic this time then.
Yeah,
so
okay, you go.
Tomorrow, we are attaching a golf ball. Is it one or multiples?
No, we've got one each.
Three golf balls.
Yeah. Yeah.
To one of these incredible balloons, sending these three very brave.
Yes.
First of the kind golf balls to space.
Highly brave.
100,000 feet to space. And as those golf balls come floating down, they're going to land somewhere on the UK, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully they don't finish in the sea.
Yeah, we'll all have to take drops if they're in the ocean.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
We're on stroke.
And then with them same golf balls, the very same golf balls, we're going to do a golf challenge and see if we can either finish it in a local golf course or somewhat of a golf challenge from that point.
Yep.
And as Derek not being kind of the most avid golfer, you're substituting me in. And me and Derek, are we going to team up tomorrow?
Yeah, we're some sort of team. We'll work it out.
Rick,
we'll
you are joining illustrious company.
I can imagine.
But teaming up with Derek. Do you know the only other two people to play on Derek's team in a golf challenge in a video? Do you know who they are?
I actually do, but the audience don't. Yeah. One of them is the GOAT.
Mr. Tiger Woods himself. And the other one was Ernie Els.
And just add Rick Shields to that.
Yeah, just
think of the caliber of players.
Between the three of us.
A few trophies.
20 majors, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So
I only play with the best. So.
Tomorrow is the Rexy Space Major, so you could add another one to the cabinet.
I love it. And I'm excited about that tomorrow. I really am. It's so, quote unquote, up in the air because we don't know where it's going to finish. I'm somewhat, when I go out and shoot, I kind of know what's going to happen. Sometimes my golf might be a little bit weird or a bit shaky. I might hit a couple of bad shots. I may surprise myself and hit some good shots.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we are literally going to be hunting down across country these three golf balls that might end up hundreds of miles away from when we launched them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
hopefully not landing in a lake or the sea or
someone's backyard.
Someone's the backyard tree. On top of a roof or whatever it may be. Might be in a field full of cows or aggressive bulls.
Rexy did land in a field full of cows. So it can happen.
Legitimately.
I mean,
it definitely can.
We do have a lot of fields with cows.
You've
over
got
here.
Plenty of sheep. They're everywhere.
I actually saw, just segue here, but I did see like a billboard on the side of a refrigerated truck, which was like, we'll get you milk to your house the same day that we milk the cow. And I was like, wow, is that a UK thing?
It's huge over here.
That's nippy.
Like it.
Definitely not intended.
We just plug pipes straight onto the cow and it just goes direct to your home. Turn your tap on and it just milk comes out. Unpasteurized milk.
I mean, where did we go there?
I think we got distracted by cows.
So yeah, no, I'm super excited about that. I think it's going to be an absolutely epic challenge. We're also trying to today, even though the weather is totally against us, we're trying to film something for my channel while you're over here as well. Whether
trying
that's going to be today, tomorrow, whatever it may be, we'll try and work it out where some fun, I think, illegal golf club action.
Ooh.
Some illegal. I think I like that.
I like that.
I think, Derek, you can get fully involved in this
I'll
as well.
I'll get fully illegal.
I've got some clubs that could really help you. You'll be out driving these boys in no time. But coming on to something that very, very, if any, YouTube channels achieved, as we've just brought up a minute ago, Derek, you have had Tiger Woods on a video. I mean, you've had my bucket list. The thing that stops all of this, the thing that stops this crazy merry-go-round and finally allows me to get off is once I bank a video with Tiger.
Is that like the golden snitch?
That is the golden goose, my friend.
You get that and you're just like,
game over.
I've done it all.
Cashing in. Thank you, everybody. I tip my hat.
It's been good.
Off we go.
Yeah.
I walk away and set the podcast studio on fire and all the cameras and that's it. That's game over. And you guys have achieved it. And you're not even batting an eyelid. Derek probably didn't even know who he was.
I know who Tiger was. He was a little intimidating.
I've forgotten your name. Is it?
Eldrick. Is it Lion? Lion Wood?
Lion.
tell me, the audience, how that actually came about, because that's quite crazy.
It really was, isn't it? I mean, I think it was just like right place, right time. It was 2018. Our channel had our best year ever. You know, we discovered on the phenomenon of bowling ball versus trampoline as a stunt that everyone loved. And
that was a good time.
It's a good question. We did it at Swiss Dam. And, you know, we just, our channel was firing. And, you know, in Australia, we're probably like the biggest sports sort of outdoorsy type channel. And, yeah, we just got an email come through.
Are you excited to say this?
No, I was just saying. I mean, who else were they going to go? They couldn't go anywhere else.
When you just said there, Brett, we kind of got the big. You've surely got the biggest.
We had the biggest, definitely. I mean, I guess what I mean is like we don't just do sports. Like we do other things. I guess that's right. What I was trying to like allude is like we're the biggest sports channel.
Light-hearted.
Anyway, the point is the President's Cup was being played in Melbourne in 2019. That was the key element to this story. Mm-hmm.
And I'm reliving it now as well. So don't
and
worry.
So yeah, we got an email that was basically from whoever organises the President's Cup, and they were like, would you guys be interested in filming with Tiger Woods?
And we were nah.
And we thought about it for a few days, and you said
thought
yes.
About it for a few days?
No, we didn't think
we
about
thought
it.
About what are we going to do?
Yeah. But yeah, that was the next question, and they're like, oh, yep, so, yep, Tiger was the captain of the team. So, you know, obviously they have contractual obligations, and Ernie Els was the captain of the international rest of the world team. And yeah, they were like, we'll be able to fly you over. They come over, I think it's a year in advance to sort of promote that it's happening next year and they're coming. And yeah, we'll get you guys over to Melbourne and you might get a bit of time to do something with them.
And did you not at that point know how long you'd get and what access you'd be able to get?
Well, I want to just say, this is the difficult thing, isn't it? Is that you get these premium high level people. And they don't have all day for you, you know, which is fair enough. I don't expect all
the email. I want to see if I can find the email. It's the great thing.
But it poses a creative challenge because it's like, what do you do in 30 minutes?
It's
actually really good.
Yeah.
It's tough. And he was a bit injured and like he was restricted in what he was allowed to do as well.
Of course.
So I was like, gee.
And it's not like you've got him for the whole day. I mean, we've been very, very fortunate. We've had some wonderful guests on the channel and some real big hitters.
Can't find it, by the way. I don't want to be on my phone forever.
Real big hitters. I thought you had a Rexy phone cover on then. I thought that's what you were getting in.
not yet, but we will.
They're coming next year.
Should have put our hat on, actually.
And, you know, when I have reached out or spoke to Ricky Fowler, Tommy Fleetwood and these guys, it's like, we kind of need a full day. You know, and that's hard for these guys.
Yeah.
The schedule just doesn't always allow for it. But to get the best content and for us to go out and play 18 holes with these superstars, you kind of need a full day and to have a podcast.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everything else.
Yeah.
Where sometimes it is challenging where you get like a window in a media day, which actually they're already quite busy. It's hard to film with them. So how much time did you actually get?
Yeah.
There was someone stood there with a stopwatch waiting for...
Well, it was weird. So we filmed with Ernie first. So that was like a week or so
week before.
And so we went to the beach. We filmed some fun stuff with him. And
was Ernie cool?
It was great.
He was very cool.
Legend, yeah.
Laid back.
Super
chatty.
Yeah, the Big Easy.
Do you remember the advice he gave you? Tell me you remember.
I watched this the other day.
Something about hitting...
You got it. You got
the little ball, not the big ball.
Yeah, there it is.
Something like that.
Hit the little ball being the golf ball, not the big ball being the globe.
No. But when he said it to you, I saw your eyes. You were lost.
Oh, I had no idea.
Little ball, big ball.
I thought there was only one ball.
Like, that was so good.
Is this the epitome for life?
I literally hit one ball and I hit like these famous beach cabin things. And they're like, you're not hitting again. Yeah. Like, that's fair.
Ernie hits for Team Derek and Ernie now. Literally, you can hear it hit like the tin roof. It's like, doink.
Yeah, it was
and as like great. A bit of a more of a non-golfer there, Derek, do you get like nervous in front of Tiger or Ernie?
I think with Tiger, I was a little bit nervous, but I'm also like, I don't care. I'm not good. I'm not trying to be good.
I mean, I think for golfers who can play, hitting shots worse. In front of those guys is like, shocking. Because you know you can hit good shots.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've got to now step up here and hit a shot in front of Tiger Woods.
Oh, man.
Has anybody, and I'd love to know the answer from you guys. Has anyone actually ever hit a good shot knowing that Tiger's watching them? Like, has Tiger Woods ever seen another golfer that's not a tour pro hit a good shot?
I mean, he watched me.
Hit what? What did you end up hitting in the end?
I think I did about, 20 yards from the hole?
I have no idea.
It wasn't great.
No, well...
How did you hit it, Brett, in front of him?
Well, see, this is the thing, right? So, like, our channel is based on doing really, like, you know, out there, different things. Like, we don't just play normal golf. So for us, and we were told, like, he's not going to do anything really weird.
No.
You know, and, like, respectfully, it's the President's Cup. You're in this really prestigious place. You know, like, it's Tiger Woods. Like, we're not going to make him, you know, throw a water bomb at us or something. It's like, he's obviously...
You're not going to make him...
We just appreciate...
Spin around the golf club like 20 times.
I know, do the dizzy challenge, Tiger. Like, yeah, so I think we had to pitch these ideas, and we're thinking, like, what do we do that's actually good? And I mentioned before Scott's thrown a hole-in-one. So one of the things, and I can throw not quite as far as Scott, but I can still throw quite far. And so we're like, why don't we try and compete, me and Scott, see if we can beat Derek and Tiger, but we're only allowed to throw. And that was like, you know, like the hook that we came up with, which when I think back, I'm like, man, we could have done like 1,000 better ideas. And like, this was 5 years ago. We've improved in our creative, like, thinking a lot. So we weren't that like out there, but that was where we landed. We had 30 minutes, I think, on a par three to do that. And so we got there in the morning and we're just sitting there like, we're like waiting for him to rock up.
I know why you did the idea.
Because then we don't have to hit a ball.
And
honestly, I mean,
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's very wise from us.
Well, I think we...
Oh, it's on the green.
I think we
were... You just made Derek hit shots.
And Tiger couldn't even swing. He had like a lower back injury and literally had a club in his hand and his trainer came and took it out of his hand. He could only putt.
That's right. So he rocks up and like...
Yeah, he wanted to though, didn't he?
Yeah, he wanted to play, but he had a lot of low back problems. So this is like... 4 or 5 months, I think, before he wins the Masters.
Which is mad to think, isn't it?
You know, so I think we helped him.
We were the reason.
We were the catalyst.
Probably me.
But his low back was really sore. He'd got off the plane, and then we're waiting for him to do this challenge, and then we get news that, like, sorry, Tiger, like, yeah, his trainer, like, he's not going to be able to hit. And we're like, so what are we going to do?
What can he do? And he's like, he can putt.
Yeah, he was allowed to putt. So then, like, therefore, sweet. Derek's team became, they have to take Derek's tee shot and Tiger could then help Derek by putting.
Oh, my God.
And once again, like, in hindsight, I think back and I'm like, we could have just thought of so many more interesting things. And, like, we're the only people in YouTube that have ever had the chance to film with Tiger. And, like, that's what we came up with.
And what we ended up doing was finishing the game with a rock off because we ended up in a tie. And that was our thumbnail as
Yeah, because
well.
We tied. And, actually, it's quite a famous quote. You can probably tell the story, but we quote Tiger, what he said to you, quite regularly. I don't know really what the context
is. So I think I had the first putt for the tie, I think. I missed it. And then he comes behind me and goes,
I got you.
And then he sinks the putt for the tie. It was so good.
It was literally like, if you're worried, Dirk, like Tiger's just like,
I got you.
I got you. And so like, we would continually like quote that as like, we just, you know, we've got you.
It'd have been quite fun. I'm sure they wouldn't be able to do it because we're on this prestigious course. But imagine if only putting, you take him like to a proper random crazy golf course.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
a putt-putt course.
Yeah.
Like,
can we beat Tiger Woods at mini golf?
Yeah, just like windmills and clowns and all sorts and just see what Tiger would do around somewhere like that.
I mean, I think, and he was amazing. You know, we got like the full 30 minutes. We had lots of, you know, he asked us lots of questions about what we did and we got to talk with him and, you know, did the sort of customary get your photo and, you know, post it on social media so everyone's all jealous of you and stuff. And yeah, like
I was certainly jealous, definitely.
He was,
I was looking at and going,
you definitely like posted on it like, no way.
Sorry, man.
Sorry. I know.
I was fuming.
Fair. Fuming. And we're not even a golf channel. Obviously, we do.
Tell me about it.
So yeah, we may be the only people in history that get that opportunity, and like we feel.
I think
very,
you might have ruined it for everyone.
We feel very great.
The only things now is every time there's a YouTube request coming in. He's like, oh, what? So someone can throw a ball.
Yeah, what are they going to chuck it? Great,
Rick. I'm interested here. If you had 30 minutes only with Tiger,
good question.
What would you do?
That is a great question, to be honest, isn't it? 30 minutes.
Because that's what you got to think. You got to think, I'm only getting.
That's all you're going to get.
Is his back good?
And his back's, let's say it's not good.
I would want a 30-minute golf lesson off Tiger.
Mm.
If his back's not good, I think my audience would absolutely lap that up and it would be one of the greatest experiences of my life. It's not how ridiculous style type content.
No,
But I think just a really nice, candid, just me and him and Mike talk, just really candid, just like I'm hitting balls and he's just telling me, okay, Rick, there's a lot to work on here.
Like, honestly, that might not have been the worst for us. We could have got Tiger to give Derek a lesson and see how good he can get Derek.
I mean, Ernie
minutes.
Tried to.
I mean, I feel like you've nailed that.
I just think like a nice, like candid, like almost feels like a fly on the wall, uncut,
super
30
raw.
Minutes, just literally helped me with my golf game. I think that would have been really cool.
Do you want me to give
cool.
him a call? I've got his number still.
So. If you don't mind, that'd be great. any opportunity, obviously we film, anytime you get to film with these incredible people, like I say, it is tight. It's tough sometimes when you don't have a lot of time with them.
Mm.
And obviously your situation is a little bit injured and other things. You do have to be quite creative. When you do get more time with got certainly golfers and sports people, like you can be much more experimental, creative and really create some incredible content.
Yep.
On the back of that, what is for you guys almost like, my dream content is Tiger, okay? If it's a 30-minute golf lesson, I will take
You'll
it.
You'll take it.
The podcast studio still gets to light. Everything still goes. Absolutely. It's still the finish
it's
line,
over.
Okay? What about you guys? What would be, I mean, you might not want to share it, but what could be the big video?
That's really big.
I mean, sending
question,
stuff
that.
To space is pretty crazy. Going to the moon?
It's really tough, isn't it?
Dude, don't ask our questions, far out.
Yeah, I think honestly our creative lens is so like finely tuned to thinking just like what can we do?
Yeah.
You know, so we don't often spend a lot of time thinking about things that maybe are like beyond what we can just make happen, which is limiting because we've done a lot of crazy things. But I think it's a question we'd all have to answer probably individually. I don't think we'd have a collective like, you know.
So then, okay,
really
the first one, then. You can drop an object off something. What's the something and what's the object?
You can drop an object off of something.
Like, for example, I'm just going to spitball.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
You can throw a bowling ball off the Eiffel Tower and it crushes a Mini Cooper.
I would say the Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa off the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, that would get some
with
views.
The bowling ball.
That would get some attention.
Or the Mona Lisa is on the pavement and you're throwing bowling balls and seeing what happens.
Yeah.
Man.
Before you properly get arrested.
I mean, that would end us for many other reasons.
What a way to go though.
Yeah.
But honestly, I would say I find it really difficult because I feel like a lot of our dreams we've done. Like in a sense, you know, like
when you played rock, paper, scissors with Tiger Woods.
Yeah, exactly. How long can we keep that train going in this? No, but I mean like, say for example, we really want to drop an aeroplane.
we've done it. While we really want to go find a dam that's like at least nearly a couple of hundred meters tall and do some dropping experiments there, it's like we've done it. And we've done quite a lot of it, actually, not even just like a couple of things.
So we want to build the world's largest axe that can chop anything. Oh, we did that. Yeah.
So it's a bit of a cop-out, but I think like part of the season we're in at the moment is a little bit of like a, what actually is next, you know? And
what's your favorite or what's your most proud piece of content? And favorite and proud might be two separate things, but is there a standout thing that you've achieved that you think, holy crap, nobody's going to try and recreate that. Nobody could have done that. Mm. Like we have absolutely smashed out the park with that.
I mean, I'll kick us off, give you guys a little bit of breathing.
Give it,
right?
You think I've got
that's
one.
Nice good, from me, a good isn't kick it? Constantly. I love it when people off. Do that. And it's like, yes, I get to think a little bit more. So we did a project, that backcopter that you were referring to earlier. I was fairly involved with the build side of that. And I think because of that, it's become one of my favorite pieces of, series of content that has now become the giant blender, but it's become many things. But I think for me, I really enjoyed that product and that process, partly because my heart was so entrenched in it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So I think like, that's a really big one for me because it was quite an engineering feat to pull off, but it was also just so enjoyable to be a part of. And I think in the future, like I want to get more of that, more projects that my heart's like really entrenched in, because I think that'll come across. But I'll start off there as like a big build because we do like, I guess, we have a big branch of content with big builds.
So that was really effectively nice. a helicopter blades.
Yeah.
The engine of a helicopter, was it?
Yeah, so the idea of it was, I guess we saw a video online, Smart Everyday is the channel, that he'd created a machine that, spun just normal regulation baseball bats really fast, and he had a pitching machine, and it was like whacking these like baseballs like way out of town, you know?
Rushed them.
And like the thought came to us as like, we want to do that, but we want to do it way bigger. You know, we want it to be able to hit not just baseballs, but we want to hit like anything that's,
watermelons.
Foot big or whatever. and we'd like to hit it further than he's been hitting it. And so we kind of took it to this level of like thinking of like, what if we just supersized it like in an irresponsible way? that machine is like many, many dollars expensive. And the baseball bat, as an example, is like, so it's two baseball bats that I think the span of it's like, is it four meters?
I think, yeah.
But it's made out of one piece of aluminium. And we worked with an engineering firm and we just like engineered the house down of the thing. It was so good. And I don't know, just really, for me, it's a very fond one.
When you go to a company and say, right, got an idea.
Yeah.
What's that their first kind of
The good
like...
thing on that one was that they came to us.
Oh,
so they actually,
great.
The founder, it's like an aerospace engineering company.
And they just sowed the seed, didn't they?
Well, they had reached out and said, hey guys, if you've ever got a project that's like beyond your capabilities, maybe we can help. And so, we tried to sort of think, well, what's beyond our capabilities? And I think we thought, like a helicopter that's got basically baseball bats on the top instead of blades. That's out there.
That could spin really fast.
Yeah, it can spin it and hit things really far.
Jeez. What about yours, Derek?
Oof. For me, it would probably be the 2018 trip to Lesotho in Africa where we hit the world record basketball shot. It was a massive trip. And obviously with the crazy high basketball shot like that, there is no guarantee that it's going in. And we're literally 6 days in when I made it. And it just...
You were 6 days into
trying. 6 days into trying.
That's a cracking story. Yeah. You should press in on
it's
that.
It's like a 30-minute full video of that. If you haven't watched it.
Rick the podcast.
Probe, watch it.
Questions now.
But it was just an epic trip. Like massive location. And literally every ball had to be hiked back up. We like got a team of local guys to help us out.
Oh my
Two bags God. Of basketballs on the back. And an hour and a half hike later, they'd be back at the top.
How far were you away from quitting?
We had 7 days. So if I didn't hit it on day six, Scott was up for day seven and then we were heading home. Yeah.
Flights were leaving.
we were going home.
What would you have done with the footage?
We got to the point where we were willing to tell the story of not making it. but
which we talked about at the end of day five.
Day one.
Well, I remember. So part of the cool part of this story is it's one of the videos we've made, particularly in that era where it does actually tell like the story. You know, sometimes there's videos we make like the Batcopter where, you know, you get presented with the video, but you're probably not really experiencing the full story of what it took to get there. You just get to enjoy the reality of it being there. Mm. Whereas that video, and I remember because this is when I used to edit videos still. So we had 7 days of footage to work with and we decided we're going to make this
big edit.
This full sort of story, 30 minutes, which at that time was really unusual. Now it's common to have longer videos now, but back then it was really rare.
Showing our age here.
Yeah, and then
great-grandfather status.
Don't worry, I know I'm granddad.
But in
back in my day.
Yeah, back in our day.
Used to be 8-minute videos.
I know.
Three.
At the end of day one, I know in that video, at the end of day one, there's a conversation where I think we're all just sort of realizing the gravity of the challenge we've undertaken. You know, we've traveled all this way and, you know, the contrast to the 6 days is that actually was it 2 years earlier?
Yeah,
2016. We'd gone to Switzerland to break the world record. So we'd continually broken this highest basketball world record. And we went to Switzerland and did a dam that was 20 meters less tall. And Derek got it on his third shot.
What?
Legitimately.
Which is one of the most phenomenally crazy things we've ever seen, which is saying something. So just, yeah, you can ask more about that in a second. But all that to say, that was sort of that's the context of this trip. And so then day one, day two, day three, like we're really...
Day five.
We're feeling, you know, and we're like, man, we're up at the crack of dawn and we're trekking out there and it's like just hard work and we're watching ball after ball after ball fall down. And even being at the bottom, like it just hurts your neck. Just like...
Okay. Yeah, we laid down. We had to lay down.
I have seen the video. I remember.
Yeah, it's good.
So good. So yeah, all that to say, I guess like... Yeah, the cool thing about Derek sharing that is that as like for viewers, if they want to check it out, it's actually you can watch it and really feel what it was like. And then obviously when we go ballistic, when it goes in, like you understand why.
Well, it's kind of that natural reaction. If you spent 6 days up there and you know you only got 1 day and the pressure of creating this content.
It's unbelievable.
Is there a record for like the highest golf ball held? Like highest hole in one?
Oh. Like from the greatest sort of altitude down? Don't know.
Good question.
Yeah, I actually haven't.
You should explore.
I've sort of got that record maybe.
30 minutes?
We went to the dam last year and we wanted to play mini golf off it. And so we set up like a green down the bottom and then I putted it. And it was a pretty makeshift green, but I did get a hole in one from 165 meters up.
You have had a hole in one then.
Yeah, there you go. We all learned something today. I'm just sitting a bit taller now.
Yeah, I think that would be... And how many world records have you guys got collectively?
None anymore.
Yeah, took them all.
Well, technically, we
broke in and took them all.
Ever had two? We just kept breaking the same one.
Yeah, me and Derek have both held the highest sort of basketball shot world record. But then, yeah, this year the guys at Do Perfect took it back after us having it for 5 years. And then this year they decided to take my longest putt record as well. So they're just waiting for me to set another one and they can take it.
Your throat just cracked a little bit then. Is there a bit of emotion in there?
Yeah.
Do we get out there next year? Yeah, it's not happening this year.
No.
Do we get out there next year and just do them both again? Just get go, back. Just this one?
Yeah. How'd it go?
In fact, let's flex and put them both in one video.
And make one of them, I mean, the longest putt wasn't even in their title.
They actually...
It was like a load of golf records that they did.
They just told us about the basketball, not that long earlier. And then I think they Instagram like sent a video message basically like on the course saying, guys, really sorry, but we've just broken your putt as well. And I don't think they had that long. I think they just got it really quickly somehow.
But honestly, like when they broke the basketball shot, my first emotion was you beauty. You know, like the first thing I thought was now we've got a reason to go again. Because I feel like we hadn't had that emotion.
Well, it's been 5 years. Yeah. Like
it was a bit of like, who cares anymore kind of thing. But it's great.
It's reignited it's back on the radar. The fire.
Yeah.
And let's say you have a world record, okay, which you did have two. Do you then get notified by like Guinness World Records that do you get a letter?
Have you haven't had one before?
I mean, I haven't even got close.
Well, you probably could. You just got to think of something that no one's attempted.
You know what I did one? There was one time.
That's the secret.
There was one time. So I used to get the world record books. I used to love it. And there was one golf record, which was most golf balls held in one hand. Okay. And it was something along the lines of 23. Okay. 23 golf balls held in one hand. And there were stipulations. It couldn't go past your wrist, etc. So when I was bored in the pro shop, when I was an assistant pro, I would sit there and I would force these golf balls into my hand, into every little crevice and slot I could. And I built up this kind of like, and I was pretty confident I could build it. I probably maybe got to 21, 22. So, but serious, I could have done it, right? And as I was doing this record, or attempt practice, a member walked in and said, what are you doing, Rick? And I said, I'm trying to hold the most golf balls in one hand. It's currently 23. I'm trying to get to 24. He went, I can do 24. I went, what? He said, I bet you I can do 24 golf balls in one hand. And I've been trying, like you guys, probably for 6 days, right? My fingers were bleeding. And I was like, you can't. Like, can you heck? You can't. And he went, how much do I bet? He said, the first attempt, I'll do 24. I was like, so I shook his hand. I went, you're all right then. Let's have this, right?
Then.
£10. Okay, let's have this. And without even a flinch, he turned round and picked up two boxes of golf balls from the display cabinet with 12 golf balls in each box and went, there you go. And I had to pay him.
Yeah, that's well played.
The way he thought about it so quick,
that's good.
He just went, I can do that.
That's,
I was like, clever. What?
That's a good segue, actually, because there's a process to getting those certificates and the verification.
It's quite hard, isn't it?
It's really difficult. So, you know, I mean, we say it's difficult. I think it's difficult if you don't have someone there from Guinness watching.
Correct.
Which is what our friends at Dude Perfect regularly have the privilege of, I've seen over the years. Mm. We've never had that privilege.
It's quite a long way to Perth.
It is, yeah.
It's fair enough.
And Lesotho is even further, probably. But yeah, no, I guess because we'd broken it like since 2011 was the first time I think we said it. So we'd done it quite a few times. We knew there's like a set of guidelines. You've got to get all this particular evidence all sort of ticked, and then you've got to submit it and send it away, and then, yeah.
So I'm guessing video proof is pretty important in obviously.
Yeah, that's one of the boxes.
But even just the equipment, like you got to prove that it's a real basketball hoop, real basketballs.
We had to have a statement from like an umpire saying it was like a regulation hoop. There's some of them a bit weird, but.
The surveyor as well.
Yeah, you had to have like a surveyor report of the official meter.
See, this is why you haven't got one, Rick. Who's got time for all this?
So it's actually quite a process, which I've had to do a few times, and wouldn't be eager to do it again unless it was a really good record.
Yeah, because I could set the records. Mm. I just can't be bothered with the paperwork. Yeah,
we're a bit like that. We've done a lot of things, you know, throwing a hole in one. You know, it's.
I mean, you can do a record and just leave the word Guinness out of it. And, you know, that's the YouTube way, isn't it? Really,
it is the YouTube way. The
thing is, I really like Guinness.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the problem, isn't it?
Isn't it a weird sponsorship? Isn't it weird, Guinness World Records?
Yeah.
I don't think there's a relation, like a correlation. I don't think.
So it's not the drink?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's just something different.
No, true. No,
Rick, it's not Google.
It's not Guinness.
Rick, I'll talk from experience here. You don't challenge, Brett. It's just, you're going to lose.
I'm not having this.
You're going to lose.
No, it's Guinness like World Records. Guinness World Records is like one phrase. It's almost like that's the full name of it.
Do you ever challenge, Brett?
He can be known to challenge.
Rarely.
You'd need to pick a very...
I'd have to be very certain. And it's not often that I am, so I usually just concede to Brett.
I'm happy to be proven wrong. I'm pretty sure it's not.
Just you're
drink.
Not wrong.
I don't think I'm wrong.
Oh, Rick's getting comfy.
Really?
Am I wrong?
Yes.
No, I'll just have to go look at my title.
A bit of humble pie coming in.
I mean, this is according to Wikipedia, so it's factual. Obviously.
Of course.
History. On 10th of November 1951, Sir Hugh Beaver.
Mr. Babes.
Then the managing director of Guinness Breweries.
Ooh.
Wow.
Basically set up Guinness World Record.
Well done, Rick.
But did he set up as something different?
Nope. Just one second. Sorry.
Well played.
Thanks. Hey, I mean, that's not easy to do.
Just don't read the rest of the history. There's loads of things talking about it. But yeah, apparently he set up the world record.
Set up by the same guy, or it's owned by Guinness?
It was the managing director of Guinness Breweries. Okay. So it is somewhat connected.
Oh, I think directly it's connected.
Yeah, it's definitely new every day.
It's a loose connection, but it is a connection nonetheless.
It's got you on a technicality.
There's no technicality. and then diving into a little bit more, obviously, Derek talked about your lack of golf at the moment, but Scott, Brett,
yes,
passionate golfers, you talked about you wish you need to put more golf in the diary so you can play a bit more.
Amen.
What's kind of your level of golf? Like, from what I've seen, you're pretty handy. Both of you.
Yeah, on the good.
What have you seen?
On a good day. Yeah.
Buddy holding ones and all sorts. You can hit the ball well. Do you have an official handicap at all?
No, me or Scott have never had a handicap. No, we've never played in a competition at private clubs. No. And we've always just played sort of socially at public courses. And yeah, I've had one lesson in my life. How many have you had?
Two from my brother-in-law.
Yeah, we need lessons, Rick.
If you were to go out and have a casual round around your local golf course, what sort of numbers are you shooting? Are you just having a match against
each
other?
On a good day, on a bad day?
Well, everyone always says good day. But what range are you looking to shoot within?
Usually playing and not playing. I just want to play.
You're not bothered about numbers. You're not
Give the man a number. He needs it.
I can't even remember when I played 18 holes last. I would say...
So what, par 72?
Yeah, let's just say par 72. I'd say a good round for me would be, 80, low 80s probably. I've once got one or two over, but that's my blue moon round,
You've also once shot 33 on 9 holes though.
I remember that. You were a kid.
He's very good at sport.
I think that's probably the generic thing about all three of us is we're all sort of multi-sporty type people. We've got good hand-eye coordination. We can have a go at sports, but we're not exceptional at any one thing.
But you can be competitive
at a lot of things.
Oh yeah, we still want to beat each other.
Most things though. If you had to go and play golf tomorrow, which obviously we are hopefully going to do, you'd be like, not a problem. You don't even sweat it too much.
That's right. I'd say a lot of us have played a lot of sports is probably the description of that.
I feel that's a very Australian thing as well. A lot of sports get played in Oz. Mm.
It's amazing what you can do when it's not always raining, Rick.
What?
Yeah.
Do you mean you get time to
You know the sun? It
shines in Perth.
It's really cool how it does that.
I've heard about it. I've heard about this mythical star in the sky.
Come check it out.
It's wonderful. Many other people from the UK have left and joined us, and I can recommend it.
You'll probably turn red if you hang out with us.
Yeah, apparently, Scott was mentioning before, gap hole in the ozone layer scares me a bit.
Yeah, it's not fun.
We don't worry about our score. We worry about our sun protection. Sunscreen, hats, it's important.
Aerosol cans, CFCs, they're the ones that eaten that up. Somehow it's all over.
Where you go?
I think that's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah. The gases from the fridge?
For some reason it's over our front door.
Is it the fact that it was because you get very hot in Australia, you need sunscreen, which is spray, you need deodorant, antiperspirant, so you don't sweat, and suddenly it all goes.
I reckon it's
floated from somewhere else.
Yeah, I reckon it's drifting.
I reckon it's come from here. The earth's rotated, and we've got stuck.
And that's why they put us here, wasn't it? They knew the drift was going to land right over our front door.
Now we're getting into politics. And then what about you, Scott? What's your kind of handicap level?
Let's just throw on a few extra strokes on top of Brett's.
Right.
So if Brett's 80, I'll be mid 80s.
Okay. That's good.
Yep.
Yeah.
But with your help, Rick, we could be great.
You
things.
Could be shooting.
Yeah, we could be
breaking
scratched.
80 all the
time. Yeah, every day.
I mean, it would be kind of fun to do a season of how good could we kind of be?
It'd also be good to do a season of just can we play once a week?
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be a good start.
That'd be unreal.
Because we literally we rock up to the course, we probably don't even get range balls, and it's we haven't hit in a month, let's just have a go.
Yeah,
and then we wonder why the first hole doesn't go well,
I thought we'll get in the golf simulator soon, boys.
Ooh.
Tell you what, if there's anyone watching this who wants to hook the boys up, we could really use with a simulator.
That's true.
Lunchtime.
Gee, this is racingclothing.com as well. Like, how are we
do we need any other golf group?
Are we just hijacking your podcast for our own benefit?
What's this suddenly become a sales pitch? To anyone in the golf industry.
Rick, you can just leave if you want.
Shoot your shot, Rick. That's our mentality.
I'm a big fan of Travis Matthew gear.
You don't have to say that anymore. You got Rexy Golf gear coming out soon.
True. Good point.
So I think with a bit of practice, bit of guidance, you could be very, very good. And you've got to get Derek into it. You've got to get into it, Derek.
Okay.
Thanks.
I like the whisper.
It's not happening. Derek plays Rocket League.
What's that?
The video game.
All right.
It's fantastic.
Not a clue. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. From the granddad to the great granddads.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's going to be a category for us soon. The old generation of YouTube. We're still going though, fellas.
Still we are. Off.
Hey,
we're still bloody going.
Can we do another 5 or 10? 20?
Easy.
How long have we got?
Unless Tiger Woods comes along for Rick and
correct,
then he's done.
And I'm done.
That's true.
It's true.
I just had to say Tiger Woods one more time.
Any competing golf channels out there who want to take Rick down, they could do worse things than just slap a lot of money towards Tiger and say, go to Rick
and I'm done.
I've got one less competitor.
Burn the studio.
I'm the competitor. Right, yeah. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Let's see what happened this afternoon, see if we can shoot something. If not, we are sending golf balls to bloody space.
We are.
Go and check out How Ridiculous, an amazing channel. They absolutely kill it in every single video. Go and jump over there, subscribe. Thanks, gentlemen, and we shall see you next time. Peace.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.